fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the third day of December. The prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage everybody to please consider making copies. Whatever they can be, photocopies, digital copies of all important documents, all important papers, and, of course, valuable, not replaceable family photographs. There's literally, and I'm not, this is not a flippant statement, literally thousands of families in California right now who did not do that, that in hindsight wish they had. I was right next to L.A. Marzulli and his wife in Dallas when they learned that their home had burned to the ground. They lost everything except what few possessions their adult son could get in there and rescue before the fire consumed the entire home. Do it now. Get it done. Give you some peace of mind. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of DesertEagleShooters.com. And Jimmy, you were about to tell us something before the break. Let's get that word out there.
Okay, let me come back to that real quick. And again, I want to stress our firearms tip of the week is to get involved. Hopefully, you have your pen and paper still with you. One thing I neglected to give earlier, John, was the bill number that we're calling on. It's H.R. 7115. H.R. 7115, and it's in the Senate right now. It's been sitting there since July of 17, and it passed the House in it passed the House December 6th of 17, and it's been sitting in the Senate ever since. Ladies and gentlemen, the typical name of it is Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017 is the name of the bill. We need you to call, and I need you to call every day, because the Senate goes, the entire Congress goes away on December 14th. This bill will not come back at the first of the year. It dies. December the 14th, this bill dies. Unless it is voted on, we lose our chance, ladies and gentlemen. Senator Chuck Grassley, Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, phone number 202 224-3744. Leader Mitch McConnell, 202-224-2541. 202-224-3121 is the Capitol switchboard. You call that number and you talk to both of your senators and tell them you want this bill passed. Tell them to pressure McConnell, get it to the floor, and get a vote on it before December 14th. Now, there are two more phone numbers I'm going to give you. And, actually, three phone numbers, two locations. First one is the NRA, 800-672-3888. Tell them to hammer every member of the Senate and get this thing up for a vote before the 14th. The second set of numbers, you're going to love this one, John. President Trump, the White House, 202-456-1111. Alternate number, 202-456-1414. Ladies and gentlemen, please, 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 I cannot stress this enough. Get those numbers to every one of your in-laws, outlaws, friends, underlings, anybody that even considers liking the outdoors. Notice I didn't say guns or gun culture. Outdoors. If they like camping, if they like fishing, if they like hiking in the woods, if they like bird watching, I don't care. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to unite every single individual that we know to call these numbers. I would love to see us lock up the switchboard this week. I would love to see us shut down Capitol Hill because of the number of phone calls. So if you take those numbers and the name of the House bill, the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act 2017, and you contact those numbers and you tell them you want this brought to the floor for a vote. And it has to be done before Congress leaves. That's it in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen. If we lose this now, we will not see it again. And we just got to do it, ladies and gentlemen. What this means is if you're from Florida and you're going to Maine for the fall colors and you drive through New Jersey, New Jersey's cops have got a real bad habit. They see an out-of-state plate and they run the number on it to find out if you're a concealed carry license holder. If you are, they will pull you over to the road for whatever reason they want to cook up. You were picking your nose while passing a car. That's an infraction in New Jersey. Ha ha. They will ask you for where your gun is. Tell them, I don't have my gun with me. They will not listen. They will tear that car apart. And when they don't find the gun, they'll leave you sitting on the side of the road with your family to repack your car and put it back together and then leave. They don't care if there's 4 feet of snow on the ground. The reason I say that is that happens. Earlier this year, there was a news article. A guy was suing the state police of New Jersey because that exact thing happened. He didn't win the case. It got thrown out. He appealed it, and I never heard what happened to it. But ladies and gentlemen, if this bill would have passed, those officers could have asked, can we see your gun? And you said you don't have it. They couldn't do a thing. If they did, they would have been under federal penalty. So, again, I'm going to run through these numbers one more time. Chuck Grassley, Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, 202-224-3744. Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, 202-224-2541. Capitol Switchboard, 202-224-3121. White House, 202-456-1111. Alternate number, 202-456-1111. 456-1414. And last but not least, NRA, 800-672-3888. If you missed any of those numbers, ladies and gentlemen, you need more information, you need a copy of the bill, whatever you need, DesertEagleShooters.com. At the top, you can use the contact up there, which has got our phone number, email, everything there. Or you can use the contact on the page at the bottom. But ladies and gentlemen, we've got to work on this. We were talking about firearms earlier, John, oops kits, different components, and I forgot where we were, where we left off at the top of the hour.
Well, I think we're covering those areas pretty good there, Jimmy, but I want to give people, and I've been politically active off and on for my entire adult life, going back to the late 1960s, and getting more bang, here's how you get more bang for your buck. First of all, politicians understand what it takes to get elected, what it takes to stay elected. Now, with that in mind, there's more than 3,300 counties in the United States. Most of those 3,300 counties, there's a very few people who are politically active at the county level. This would be, in the case of Republicans, the Republican Central Committee for each county, which consists of the men and women who get elected to those positions. It's pretty easy to get to meet these people, get to know them, and even become part of that if you want, somehow, some way, by contributing volunteer time, by donating money, and so forth. So once you get to know some of these people, and there's Republican committeemen and Republican committee women, and even Democratic, if your county has conservative Democrats, that's the reality for your county. And there's a lot of counties like that, especially in the South, even still, what they call yellow dog Democrats that go against the mainstream national committee. It's pretty easy to get to, once you get to know these people and work with them, to get together a small party of maybe three or four people, including one or two committeemen, committee women, maybe an elected official, maybe not, and then pay a visit, a personal visit, to the field office of the United States congressman or congresswoman, to the United States senator, with an agenda to support or be against certain legislation, and have a half hour sit down meeting with a staff member. It's unlikely you're going to have a sit down with a U.S. senator, but you know that's certainly a possibility. And more likely a sit down with a U.S. Congressman or congresswoman, and just lay out very politely and very clearly what the bill is that you support, what the bill is you're against. Make your views known, and make it clear that this party includes people who are influence votes, not only committeemen and committeewomen, but maybe a business owner, perhaps somebody that was part of the local newspaper, maybe a local radio talk show host, people that are a pastor of a church, The staff people are trained to be aware of how votes are being influenced in their community. And if you have that kind of party going to a office, it's going to get a lot of attention, a lot more so than an email, which they get basically stacked up to see who's in favor of what. Telephone calls are next in line. Handwritten letters get a lot of attention. But a personal visit is pure gold when it comes to getting the attention of the congressperson or the senator. Right, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. And most areas, like down here in New Mexico, our congressman's office is in Roswell, but he also has one in Hobbs, and he has one in Las Cruces. Senator Heinrich as worthless as he is, Clinton Democrat. He's got the one in Roswell, and I think that's the only one that we've been able to find. Well, there's one over in Las Cruces, but from what I understand, it doesn't stay open very often. Ladies and gentlemen, you walk into that office, be very, very polite. But the thing is, John has suggested this more than once. Don't go by yourself. Take someone with you. And if it can be the pastor of your church, it might be a sheriff's deputy. It may be one of your school board members that's elected. If you can take somebody in there with quote-unquote political clout, they listen a lot more rapidly.
Yeah, and let's explain so, what's a little more detail. An office holder in the local veterans organization, an office holder in the local Lions Club, Elks Club. When I say office holder, that means, first of all, the office holder is somebody who is active in the community, somebody who has contact and influence over dozens, possibly hundreds of people, all of whom could vote. That's what gets their attention. We got a caller on hold here, Jimmy. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Glenn. John. Good morning. About the concealed carry reciprocity thing. One particular concern that it might have about this is that it sets a precedent, which could be sort of like a camel's nose under the tent, for the federal government dictating, firearms policy and procedure to the state. And this sort of begs the state's rights question on this. And then, so while this particular legislation is good for gun owners and those who carry guns concealed, in this case, it sets a precedent for a federal government being involved over the state, after which time they could then pass federal legislation that is not good for gun owners and concealed carry holders. So the question would be,
Now, Glenn, if I can, that is an argument that, believe it or not, came from anti-gunners. And the way the bill is written, the wording of the bill, the individuals that worked on this worked on it very, very cautiously. They did have input, and everything was gone over and approved by NRA, GOA, JPOF, every one of those major organizations got copies of the bill in its various forms as it was developing. And then once it was done, it was passed back by them again for final perusal. What this bill does not say that there's not going to be a federal handgun concealed carry license. What this bill says is it does the exact same thing that can't even remember when it the bill they actually had to write a bill and people couldn't deal with common sense is marriage licenses, driver's licenses. It is right. Worded and constructed the exact same way that with my New Mexico driver's license, I go to Texas and Texas can't say I have to have a Texas driver's license. They have to honor my New Mexico driver's license.
Right.
That's
right.
The beauty of this bill, Gwen.
Gunners
know that this pulls their teeth.
Right. And that's a good analogy. That's the perfect analogy, other licenses, driving license, marriage, stuff like that. The only concern is that, hopefully there are no loopholes, like you say, it's been reviewed.
Hold that thought, gentlemen. We got a break here. We'll be right back after the break.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Time there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 3rd of December. Gentlemen, let's continue. Glenn, I think we left off with your speaking.
No, I was just saying to Jimmy that the perfect analogy, you know, driver's licenses, marriage licenses, other types of licenses that are employed when people, you know, travel interstate. So, yeah, as long as it doesn't leave any loopholes for the government to try to follow up with any other legislation that would usurp states' rights, that's fine. You know, then that makes sense. This stuff comes in handy around here more regionally. You know, you also have the issue of big cities that have, you know, concealed carry laws. And years ago in Philadelphia, if you lived in one of the surrounding counties and had a concealed carry permit from your county, you could not drive into the boundaries. You had to be mindful when you're driving right around the boundaries of the city that you didn't stray into the city limits with your gun, because your permit would do you no good. Now, fortunately, Philadelphia, a number of years ago, I can't remember if it's 3 years or 5 years, or I lose track, finally made it a concealed carry allowable in Philadelphia. So then I could carry and then drive into the city and not have to worry about it. So this has, you know, this has implications at state level, county level, city level, and federal level. So this all fits together, you know. So the question is, would this, and Jimmy, tell us the name of the number for the legislation again before, you know, before you're done, please. And how would this legislation affect cities like, you know, Chicago or big cities that you know, have local legislation that supposedly supersedes the county legislation?
Okay, the bill number is H.R. 7115, and that is, mute this stupid computer up here. Now, it does not affect or override any city legislation or anything like that. It has to go by the state law, and that means that my New Mexico reciprocity or my New Mexico concealed carry license, I go to Georgia, and Georgia has a law that
right.
Now in New Mexico,
yeah.
If you're in a car and you're not drinking, you can have your concealed handgun in there.
It's at the state level. Yeah, I get that. So the thing is that the fair city of Chicago, with some of the most draconian gun laws in the country, is still going to be one of the safest cities in the country. Then it won't be this mean old federal legislation won't affect the city of Chicago when it's wonderfully safe gun rights record.
It overrides if there are any laws that Chicago has passed that violate the Reciprocity Act, they are actually overridden. Now, I don't want to be the one to test it, but the way the bill is written, let's go to Chicago. Let's say that you cannot have a handgun within 300 feet of a school, okay? And some cop wants to make that ruling instead of from the school like their actual law says. He wants to make it from the edge of the parking lot of the school, which is four blocks away. They cannot go changing their laws to get you on this. It's going to be tried in court. It's going to be tested because this bill passes. There are going to be states, there are going to be local municipalities and stuff that are going to be very, very angry because they are going to have to amend their laws to coincide with this bill. And they're not going to want to do that. But the fact of the matter is, this...
Hold on, Jimmy.
Okay.
From what you're saying, you're making it sound... Like I said, in Philadelphia, you've had the county concealed carry permits issued at the county level. If you were from a surrounding county, you couldn't drive into the city. But the city itself changed that. However, in a place like Chicago, where you have all this gun crime and these draconian gun laws, this bill would not force a city like Chicago, if it disallowed concealed carry, it would not force the city to accept concealed carry, correct? Or would it?
From what I understand, it would prevent them. But, ladies and gentlemen, I want to clarify this. This is my opinion of what I've read on that. Now, if you Google the bill number and be very cautious of who you're reading on this, that's the hard part of this. I Googled it and came up with 1,000 and something hits with the bill title in parentheses. If you put something in Google, ladies and gentlemen, in parentheses, it will not give you an advertisement for Viagra that mentions two numbers in the House bill.
Hold that thought, gentlemen. We got a break, 5 hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the third day of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. Lots of articles there that will educate you, inform you, possibly make you happy, possibly make you sad, or just plain educate you. You can check all the articles out at my website at thelibertyman.com. These are well-documented articles, by the way, from people who have speak with great authority to what they write here. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale, my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I ship the energy cleaner and the mattress pads, priority mail. Energy cleaners have signature confirmation to go along with them, and they go right to you as quickly as I can get them out. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, what are you waiting for? Get your life back. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. The mattress pads, they do vary in price depending on what you get. All the details are at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is right there as well. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Order line only, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. And we're having a discussion here, including Glenn from Philadelphia, and we're talking about national reciprocity and some of the nuances that would be dealt with. Right, Glenn?
Yes, yes, John, yes. And especially like at the city or municipal level, you know, for statutes and ordinances, because I don't think they're going to want to take on the political machines of powerful cities like Chicago and San Francisco and L.A. and stuff like that. You know, and try and say that, you know, if they try and say, oh, well, concealed carry holders can now come, you know, right down into Rush Street in the center of Chicago, they're going to say, no, no, no. So, and because they're pretty adamant about that. But in spite of the fact that it would probably decrease the crime, because Philadelphia's had no problem, you know, with gun-related, an escalation in gun-related crime since they started to allow concealed carry. And I'll just bet you there are unreported incidents of, crimes being thwarted by concealed carriers, you know.
Oh yeah, there are more crimes prevented every day in the United States. I can't remember the exact number, but if you look up John Watt, his webpage has got updates and everything every day. This man is the one that wrote the book, More Guns, Less Crime. If you've never read the book, I highly recommend it. But I need to clarify what I said a while ago, because during the break I was thinking about what I said, more importantly, how I said it, and I don't want to confuse people. This bill does not override any state law, period.
Right.
It does not override any legal municipal law, i.e. city, county. What it does is it demands that the states treat your concealed carry license like your driver's license or your marriage license. They cannot deny you your right to carry concealed because your license doesn't match their license. Now, if they have areas, you can't carry in a bar, you can't carry where alcohol is served or sold, you can't carry in a school. All those are 100% in effect. You're not overriding that. But what it's doing is saying is they cannot prevent you if you are legally carrying in a place that's legal to carry. The problem is, the best example, ladies and gentlemen, is go look up New Jersey against gun owners. I get it'll be one way to do it.
Exactly.
And look at the horror stories that they do.
Right, exactly. And in that case, the police had no reasonable suspicion or probable cause to search the car, you know, and yet they were using the concealed carry permit coming up on their computer in their car as if it was reasonable suspicion. And it certainly wasn't, and it's a darn shame he lost in court, you know.
Yep.
Okay.
And the thing is, the person was driving through the state. They weren't even stopping there.
Right. When you talk about political power, it's interesting. We use the term municipal or city statutes and ordinances. Funny word, ordinance. You know, what is ordinance, you know?
I consider ordinance long-range, calling in long-range cover fire. What do you think, John?
Yes, exactly.
Well, Yeah. These things are really complex. Glenn, thank you for your call. Our next
caller. Take care.
Yes, sir. Joe in Oklahoma. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning,
Tom. Good morning, fellas. Good morning. I am confused. You, Jimmy, you have been talking about H.R. 7115, and my understanding, after several minutes of listening, I'm confusing it with the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, which is H.R. 38. Had you not mentioned the Concealed Reciprocity Act, Carry Reciprocity Act, I wouldn't ever come up with H.R. 38, and I was trying to figure out how I was going to approach my senator and the president about the passage of H.R. 38. Well, when I thought it was H.R. 7115, which goes clear against the grain of anybody that's involved in firearm usage.
John, we have
I think you need to clarify that, at least from my perspective, you do, sir. Yes, it's H.R. 38 is the Reciprocity Act.
Yes, sir. And I'm looking at my notes right now when you brought that up. And, John, don't ever trust a computer.
I understand that.
When I printed this out, it skipped a page. I'm looking at this, and the page that I'm reading from, and it gets to the bottom where it's talking about the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act 2017, and that's at the bottom of the page, and I flip it over, and it says, calls will be made on Monday as an aside, and it lists H.R. 7115, but it skipped the page between the two. It goes from 8 to 10.
Well, Joe, we appreciate the call. 7115 is a bill to ban people from do-it-yourself assault weapons.
That's
right. I understand that. I pulled that up off of Jimmy's website.
Right.
But he on Jimmy's website, it doesn't say anything about H.R. 38, which is both issues are big issues, but H.R. 38 is not mentioned on his website that I could find.
No, I got all this information over the weekend, and Tim, I haven't gotten it to Tim to get it to put up. That is my fault. We had a gun show this weekend, so I was kind of like juggling cats.
Well, Joe's
sir,
absolutely right.
I cannot it's thank
H.R.
you
H.R. 38 is the one we want to support. H.R. 38, not 71.
Sir. Enough said on my end. Just okay. Get it clarified, please, for the public.
We appreciate that, Joe.
Oh, sir, no, that's great. I cannot thank you enough. John, I am so glad we got listeners that keep me in check.
Absolutely. Yeah, we need some double checking.
I didn't even look at the bottom of the numbering of the pages. I did not look at the numbering on the bottom of the pages. It jumps from one and skips a page. Ladies and gentlemen, again, H.R. 38 is the number we're looking on. Disregard anything I said on numbers. If you've already sent text out, if you've already sent emails out, if you've already left messages for people, please go correct it. Then you can go to my webpage, DesertEagleShooters.com, go to the comments section and type in, shame on you for not getting it right, and I will take that to heart. Thank God for our listeners,
okay.
John. H.R. 38. I'm going to repeat this again. H.R. 38. That is the National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act 2017. And we have got to get on our congressmen and senators, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to give these numbers again one more time before the last break. First off, Senator Chuck Grassley, 202-224-3744. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, 202-224-2541. The switchboard that goes into your the Capitol right there, you give them your and if you don't know who your senator is, shame on you, but if you don't know, you give them your zip code and they will connect you to your senator's office. Now make sure
it can even be worse than that. And I give the example of a very dear friend of mine, Air Force veteran, 4-year degree from a brick and mortar college, not an online degree, has owned his own business for more than 20 years with many employees, has written a book concerning his area of expertise in the insurance industry. He did not know, this is a man at the time, who had been successful all the ways I just mentioned, he did not know there was a difference between a United States senator and a state senator.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I list his credentials because this is a very successful man in his chosen career, not some dummy. You know, this is not some homeless person begging for money. This is a very successful, well-educated man in the normal sense of the word. But I got some updates here for Republic Broadcasting listeners here, Jimmy, to do with scheduling. Vince Finelli will now be back on before me. If you're an early riser, you want to hear Vince, my friend Vince Finelli, my neighbor who lives here in Missouri. He comes on before me Monday through Friday. Now following me, Monday through Friday will be Chris Hinckley from 10 o'clock our time, Central Standard Time, till 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then following him is Patrick Slattery, going 1 hour later. And then Mark Anderson will be returning to the air with a show called Stop the Presses at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So that's some updates on our schedule here in Republic Broadcasting. It's pretty scary, Jimmy. And I expressed my astonishment to my friend when he told me he did not know there was a difference between a United States senator and a state senator. There is a gentleman who, I think his name, Mark Dice, I think is his name, D-I-C-E, who does these YouTube, he's in a Man in the Street interviews, say on the beach in Los Angeles on the 4th of July, asking people what they were celebrating. And except for a couple of foreign visitors, almost nobody could tell them what the celebration on the 4th day of July was all about. These are the people that are electing our representatives. And this is a very good reason why we have a republic and not a democracy. When you see these scary interviews, when you learn things like I've learned over the years, Jimmy, I am really glad we have a republic, and we need to fight to maintain a republic and not go to becoming a democracy, don't we, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, democracy is simply mob rule. It is going to your son's birthday party and, you know, some thug kid decides that he doesn't like it being your son's birthday party, so he holds a vote that he should get all the presents and everything, and your son, whose birthday party it is, should be thrown out. And if he can get enough people to vote saying that it's his birthday party and not your son, it'll go. That is exactly what we're facing, ladies and gentlemen, mob rule. And we have got to get involved out there. And the only way that we can do it, John brings up an excellent point, maybe we'll do a deal on that, is how a republic affects your gun rights versus a democracy. Perfect example of the two is California. California is the closest thing to a functioning democracy I have seen in the United States. And I've had a couple people look at me kind of odd when I say that, but the fact of the matter is I'm correct, because with enough illegal votes, and that's one reason why they adamantly fight tooth and nail to the death to prevent updating their voter rolls and verifying their voter rolls by federal law, that they get away with what they get away with, ladies and gentlemen. I had a friend of mine that used to live there tell me one time, he says, if the people of California would demand a purging of the voter rolls and correcting it back, it would revert back to a Republican state in the process of two elections. And I believe he's correct. So this bill, again, H.R. 38, Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017, as soon as I'm off the show today, my fingers are going to work talking to Washington, D.C. And my simple statement is, very courteously, ladies and gentlemen, Senator McConnell, I know that you're a staff member of his, and I need to get a message to him immediately concerning the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017, H.R. 38. Ma'am, since, you know, McConnell is the head of the Senate and everything, I'm also one of his constituents because he directs my senator. Ma'am or sir, I respectfully demand that this bill come to the floor for a vote before you adjourn for the holidays and it dies. Because that's exactly what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. If this bill is not brought to the floor for a vote, then when the new Congress takes over, this bill is null, void, and dead. It goes to file 13, never to be seen again until it is reintroduced in the House.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You prove firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the third day of December. In 4 weeks, it will be 2019. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Jimmy, we got about 3 minutes left here, sir. It's been a fast 2 hours, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, sir, it has. It's been incredibly quick today. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot thank our listeners so much for correcting me on that. H.R. 38 is the bill that we are calling on. And it's known as the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017. The phone numbers again, Chuck Grassley, Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, 202-224-3744. Mitch McConnell, 202-224-2541. The switchboard to the Capitol, 202-224-3121. The White House, directly in there to their comment line and their people, 202-456-1111 or 202-456-1414. Ladies and gentlemen, it also helps when you call the White House. Just call them once in a while and tell them attaboy. Makes our president feel good. Last number, National Rifle Association, 800-672-3888. If you're a member, call them and tell them why are they not screaming about this in every newspaper, on every TV and radio station there is. They've got the money, darn it. Use it. Use it correctly. And we've got to hammer them, ladies and gentlemen. This is our last chance. Let's not make it our Waterloo or our Little Bighorn.
There's a bonus. When you belong to the NRA, you have included in that membership $2,000 insurance on your firearms. So that's an extra bonus, sir.
Yes, sir, it is. And but ladies and gentlemen, we have got to take care of this. We've got to take care of this now. We have got to get on the phones. I'm going to call as many times this week as they're going to hate hear my voice. And believe me, right now it's fairly distinct. I can see probably the receptionist or the phone person in Heinrich's office. It rings, she picks it up, and I say hello, and she's going to go, oh, God, he's back. We've got to do this, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to get it to the House floor, so that's those first two numbers, Mr. Grassley and Mr. McConnell. All them respectfully demand that this bill come to the floor before you leave on holiday. Don't let this thing die. If it does, we'll remember you. And that's all we can do, John.
That's it.
I mean, I heard this over and over and over at the gun show, ladies and gentlemen. More and more people. And because they know that I've been following this. I've been dealing with this. Good heavens, John. Jimmy, what's the update on this? Is it going to die? Where is it going? Hey, have you heard anything on the Reciprocity Act? Jimmy, are we going to get a Reciprocity Act?
Jimmy, we're out of time, sir.
I'm confronted like that. We'll see everybody next week. Have a great day, John.
Thank you, sir. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.